So that's a brand new song for a lot of people. It's called California Bride. It's by Rogue Wave. And we have Zach from Rogue Wave in studio right now.
It's true.
I'm the only one clapping because really I'm the only one here. But that's not true at all. Who did you bring with you today?
I have my partner in crime here.
Yeah.
My daughter is sitting with me, Ren.
Hi, Ren. How are you?
Good.
How old are you, Ren?
9.
9 years old, huh? Are you a rock and roller just like your dad, would you say?
What kind of music do you really like?
Pop.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Right?
So we're working on it.
Yeah, we'll work on that. Congratulations on the new record. Thanks. We've heard so far, it sounds outstanding, and you guys are even going to perform for us in our studio in a little bit, which is great. Before we touch on the new record, we'll also welcome back to Southern California, man.
Yeah, it's a sunny day.
It's raining outside right now, which is too bad. Just shortly after David Bowie's passing, I feel like it was 2 weeks after, there was a compilation that came out, a tribute to the Thin White Duke, and your version of Modern Man is on there.
Modern Love, yeah. I
immediately gravitated towards that when it's track one on the compilation, and you guys did a brilliant job of covering Bowie.
I couldn't believe they put that first because it's really long. You know, we blasted off into outer space for that. I think the outro is longer than the song.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of, I saw when they sent it to us, I got the vinyl in the mail. It's like, oh my God, they're letting like a 9-minute song start this thing off. So.
Right. I feel like that was a quick turnaround. Everyone, you know, got word that Bowie passed, and then all of a sudden this brilliant compilation comes out. Who approached you for that? And is that something that you've played in the past?
No, that was total coincidence.
Uh-huh.
So we had recorded that, and they had asked us about working on this compilation, the label that was putting it out.
Yeah.
And so we'd already recorded it. We had this version of Modern Love, which did. And so they said, would you be willing to record it? And we're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We just did. Sure, we'd be happy to. Here it is.
Perfect.
Uh-huh. And then, and it was before he had passed. And so it came out, and all of that was kind of strange timing.
Wow.
It was all kind of...
No kidding.
So we were shocked like anyone else when he passed away. So when it all came out and stuff, it was strange timing. But I was glad to have worked on it and not tried to work on it after he passed. You know, we did it because we loved the song. And then it happened to have worked out for a compilation, but it's all coincidental.
Well, I encourage everybody to check that stuff out. But moving right along, the new record's coming out towards the end of the month. It's Delusions of Grand Fur, which is an interesting album title there. And I know you're going to
play. She likes it.
Is that right?
She was laughing.
You're going to play a song for us, and you said before it has to do with gun violence and... So I feel like you know what's going on in the world. What are some of the themes you've been writing about that kind of landed on this new record?
Well, is
it kind of across the board, all sorts of things?
Yeah, and when we were starting working on the record, we thought it was going to be more of a double album. So there's actually some of the material that was kind of thematic to what we were saying is kind of not everything is on there because we thought it was going to be a double thing. But it doesn't stray that far from where we're usually at thematically, kind of talking about things big and conceptual and then things real small like intimacy and trying to keep your relationship strong even though when everything is moving so quickly around you. So even in one song, things can kind of deviate. You know, and I don't think one song is ever about one thing. You know, sometimes there'll be a bunch of things in one line. You know, I don't always write songs with always a through line, you know, a very clear narrative. It can kind of deviate.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Look at Me is obviously, our frustration with gun laws and gun violence and the kind of numbing effect that everyone seems to be feeling and feelings of paralysis. And so we tried, it's a very repetitive song in the chorus, and we tried to kind of personalize look into my eyes. You know, the song is suggesting, you know, is it worth it? You know, and so anyway.
Wow.
Uh,
well, Well, you're going to play that for us, and you're also going to play more or less a stripped down version of California Bride, which is really cool. You brought drummer Pat with you.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been playing music together?
I think since like the early 60s.
No, come on, man. No, Rogue Wave has been around for like a decade now, really, hasn't it?
Well, I think it started before my partner here was alive, so it's been a while. That's all she's ever known. It's been a while. So Pat and I, after I did our first record, I did that without him before there was a band. Mm-hmm. And so he joined up after that first record, which was called Out of the Shadow, and then he's been kind of with me ever since. Actually, you know, before we were playing, we were talking about Tom Petty, and there's been a lot of Tom Petty and our car ride down here. We listen a lot.
Tom Petty is a friend of the radio station.
That's what I heard.
He's played a fundraising event for us.
Yeah.
And it's like really? Tom Petty is going to come and like help us out? Amazing.
Well, yeah, he, you know, his music was a major part of my upbringing. We saw Tom Petty perform a lot. I listened to a lot of Tom Petty. And so I was actually thinking, you know, my collaborative relationship with Pat and our band is what I would guess without knowing Tom and Mike, but it's kind of like Tom and Mike Campbell, that kind of collaborative, and so, me and Pat do, a lot of stuff together. Actually, California Bride, it's really funny. After it was written, I really thought it sounded like a Tom Petty song to me. It had this rhythmic nature that really evoked Petty, and we started recording it, and I was like, I gotta get Mike Campbell on the phone somehow. And we ended up changing the song. We changed the arrangement. The first stab at it seemed a little flat. We just couldn't Tom Petty-ify it in the way we wanted. So we ended up changing it up. But I was almost gonna be digging to like see if someone could connect me with Mike Campbell for like the Wizard solo. But it ended up going another way.
This is Zach from Rogue Wave here in studio on a listener-supported KCSN, which is a wonderful thing. We're able to do an artist interview on any given day. You know, it's not like those big, corporate radio stations. So
The Bear.
Exactly. Yeah. So, next time you cruise through SoCal, if you have a choice between us and the other guys, I hope you choose us time and time again.
Well, thanks,
my friend.
It's really nice. This is great.
Yeah. I've worked with some corporate stations, and sometimes there's not even a window where you can like look out in the control room. So it's a luxury.
You know, you're right. Most stations are very cavernous, like Vegas. A lot of flashy lights and very dark.
Right. I'd give you the tour, but I guess if you've seen one radio studio, you've pretty much seen them all, you know.
It's very clean, I will say that.
Yeah, more or less.
What do you think? You think it's clean? You still with us?
Yeah.
She's here.
Do your kids play music?
My daughter here, she plays piano. She's taking piano and singing lessons.
That's great.
So my son's too, so he, if by breaking things and throwing heavy objects at walls it counts, then he's a budding drummer. So
exactly.
We'll see, but
that's like Keith Moon-esque.
Yeah, it's very primal style. He's, sure. Yeah, but yeah, my daughter, I'm hoping she'll want to play, and she I think she wants to. So we'll see.
Do you find that seeing your dad perform often, is it inspirational to you to play your own music?
Does it make you want to play music or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you. I've had her come on stage a couple times before, and she's been a little nervous, but she's done it, right? Yeah, she's done it before.
That's great.
It's her first interview, so this is a...
That's very exciting. I can't wait to share this with the world. And, I've been familiar with your music for years, and to finally meet you is quite a thrill. I still get like a tingling sensation, like... When you listen to a new record or something and you really like it, you want to share it with everybody, and that's how I feel about your stuff. So I'm really excited to have you in today.
Thank you.
For sure, man. That's why we're here, Even these baby bands, if you will, they come in. We want to be with them from their first record throughout their 10th. That's kind of the mission of the radio station is helping the artist first and foremost.
Well, it's interesting. When I was in college, I went to UC Davis, and they have an amazing station there. And I was a DJ, and that's where I kind of really started to learn about indie rock. And it was a little different then, and a lot of underground music. And they had an incredible vinyl collection. But I remember one day Frank Black from the Pixies came in to the station. And I was like, crazy Pixies fan. You know, he came in, he started playing just with an acoustic guitar, and he actually guest DJed, and actually people were calling in and didn't know it was him or asking questions about the station. He was answering their questions and they didn't know who he was. But the point is that that was the first time I'd ever kind of seen someone from a band, and I was watching him play, and I was, and he's just playing these songs on the guitar. I'm like, yeah, he's just this guy who plays these songs. And seeing him and then getting that education at the station is, you know, and having the access to music. And that's why, you know, we like being at stations like this, that it's, you know, the way programming is done and the way people decide on the music that's played, it's about loving music first. Sure. And so I very much love the culture here, and I love the culture of radio when it's done well, and it was done in the spirit of, you know, perpetuating art and perpetuating the culture of music, you know, and not from a corporate entity, but just from, you know, wanting it to be good for the community. Right. So I'm on board.
We're here and we feel all the feels. We look at the data as well, but it's very much intuition as far as our programming and stuff, which is great. We also feel like we have a lot of aspiring musicians who listen to the station.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to someone who is, you know, working that day job, you know, just to facilitate their art at night? Or what would you say to people who want to do music full time?
Oh man, that's a tough question.
What was the last day job that you had that wasn't music?
Well, that's a good question. It was a long time ago. It was about 10 years ago, I think. And I wanted to actually keep doing that kind of work, but it was when you tour, it's like very few companies want to let you leave all the time, you know. So I kind of had to stop. So it's a big leap to make, and it's a very it's a very strange musical environment right now because of the nature of the music business and the way things are rapidly evolving and the way people are listening is changing so much. So I don't know. I mean, genre, you know, the kind of music people make, different kinds of technology, you know, people who make hip hop music, you know, the way SoundCloud has kind of commingled with hip hop. It's really those kinds of, that technology works really well for people who are making hip hop music. But for people who make kind of the genre we're in of indie rock or rock music, you know, I don't know. You know, it's challenging.
There's no formula.
No, I mean, there was. I'm sure there, you know, Passman would write a book on it now. But I think that the overarching idea is basically the same. You know, if people are completely focused on their art and if they're really focusing on the songwriting and the recording, if that's their main interest and if they're a live entity, if they're completely obsessed with their sound and not trying to appeal to, you know, what's popular now or what they think is edgy now or whatever, just their own weird world, if they're really focused on their own insular world and really not caring about what anyone thinks, you know, that's a distinctive voice you can create. And I think if people are focused on that and they're playing as much locally as they can all the time and developing their craft, then, you know, things can flow from there. And, you know, a lot of times they don't. And that's the nature of this business, you know. So
You said getting in front of people. And I've interviewed a lot of artists and even the most established ones who have had great success in music. That's what they'll tell you. You got to play the dive bars. You got to play as often as you can, I guess. Not say yes to every gig that you're approached with, but you got to get in front of people and you got to, I guess, hone your craft in that way.
Yeah, and I think it's important to be educated. I mean, educated about what you're doing and educated about the tools at your disposal and the people that you should be working with, you know. It'd be idiotic for a band who's moving forward and they're starting to move forward not to have a good lawyer. You know, if you don't have a lawyer, then you're going to get in trouble at some point and do something really stupid. You know, so, you know, I think that makes sense. But, you know, it's so, I mean, there's a reason why there's such a small handful of bands that break out and can kind of play in all these festivals. You know, it's very challenging. But if you don't love it, if you don't really love it and feel like you need it and you live and die by it, then don't do it.
Right. You know? Do you feel like this is by the way, this is Zach from Rogue Wave here on KCSN. We're going to get a performance in just a second here. Do you feel like this is the calm before the storm? I was looking at your tour schedule. Yeah. It's kind of relentless through May. You're coming back to Los Angeles.
Yeah. June.
Sometime in June at the Terragram Ballroom, which is a great room. It's relatively new.
Yeah, I haven't been. I've heard it's really nice.
I feel like you're going to dig on it for sure. But yeah, how has touring changed throughout the years? Obviously, now you got a beautiful family, yeah. You know.
Yeah. Do you like it when I'm on tour?
No.
No. Yeah, that's the problem with touring is, yeah. You know, being away. You yeah. know? So we try, you know, domestic touring, we try to route it where, you know, I'm not gone more than 2-3 weeks at a time. We break it up so I come home, you know, then we do it in legs. Right. More, you know, when we were starting out, our first couple records, I mean, I was just gone all the time.
Yeah.
You know, especially, you know, when the second record, when Descended Like Vultures came out, I just wasn't home kind of ever.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's important to have chapters in life, you know, and I'm glad that things have evolved and changed. And, you know, if I have to choose between my family and the band, you know, the family's going to win. But right now we're trying to do, mm-hmm. we're trying to do it both. And clearly the family's with me today.
So. That's wonderful. It's so great. You know,
we figure it out. You know, we do what we can do. And one day at a time, you know.
Are you, you're originally from the Bay Area?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a sports guy?
Yeah.
Are you? I know you brought the rally monkey with yeah. you, the Oakland A's rally monkey, which is very cool.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
They need all the help they can get this year. So
yeah.
It's looking kind of
right.
bad.
Are people just going crazy for the Golden State Warriors at the moment?
Yeah.
Where you live?
It's pretty intense.
I know.
Just affording a game. You know, I think it was more expensive. It's more expensive to like have even relatively good seats than to have gone to the Super Bowl this
yeah,
year.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Even some of these music festivals you're playing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, I remember the first couple of years Coachella was a thing. You could walk up and buy a ticket, you know, right there the day of, but, and it was like $80. But now my sister just bought a ticket off one of her friends for like $400.
Yeah.
You know?
And a lot of times these festivals will sell out before they've announced who's even playing. Just want to be
crazy,
there.
Crazy, man.
I know.
Yeah. I feel like we could have you in studio for a really long time, but then in the nature of keeping this thing moving, we're going to get some songs out of you and drummer Pat
yeah.
today. Anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with Rogue Wave thus far?
Wow.
it's a loaded question.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Do you, my daughter likes it. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she likes mm-hmm. the song. Do you have a favorite song?
No.
No, they're all just so good. I have performed in her classroom.
That's great.
Yeah, we did
it was like a career day type of thing.
We did yeah. We did Lake Michigan in the classroom.
It was in preschool.
Yeah, in preschool. We did we did one exercise where I tried to explain to the kids that you can write a song about anything. So I started playing and then I and this is actually one of my favorite moments cuz I was sitting in her classroom and I told the kid I said, "Okay, we're going to write a song about Ren," that's my daughter's name, uh-huh. right now. So I was playing like some chords and I said, "Okay, on the count of three, I want you to yell out something you love about Ren and then we'll write a song about it." So I say, 1, 2, 3, and all these kids are like, "She's nice, she's funny." But one kid yells out, "Banana."
Yes.
So we kept saying, you know, Ren is a banana. So, you know. Yeah, so that
fun.
Says nothing about our band, but I thought I'd tell you that.
Well, there you go. RogueWaveMusic.com is the website, and that could take everyone to all of your social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as well. We're going to get some songs in the studio, which is very cool. Seeing live music right in front of your face is always inspirational to me.
Come out to the Terragram.
That's right. That's happening in June. You can find that on our extensive concert calendar on kcsn.org. And while you're on our website, please donate to the cause, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please
sure.
do.
Sure.
Please donate. Try.
to quit this curse, but I can't abide. She know I got an endless supply. You know I got an endless supply. Choking on my pointless scar, just for fun when we were young. Looking at my newborn son, it's getting hard to get real gone. She will get your turn. You will get your turn.
Just move on.
Smooth up.
Just moving on. All right. Got a little feedback on. Ooh, I like it. Okay, I'll turn that off. This next song, you want to do Look at Me? You want to do that one?
Yeah, let's do that one.
We're going to do it because Pat wants to do it. Okay,
I'm
that's
for
fair.
It.
How do you feel about frilly toothpicks?
I'm for them.
this song is called Look at Me. And it's probably kind of obvious, I guess, but it's a song about gun violence and, you know, are discussed.
Who are you to think of judging? Following fate. Well, the truth is such a nagging thing. Look at me, 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 look at me. On copper backs we grow up strong. Piety and hands of doubt. Oh, but it won't really be so long. Before you left without. So look at me, 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 look at me. Look at me, 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 look at me. Thank you. vast expanse of governance. I think you're gonna burn. Yeah, the gun cannot just shoot itself. You will get your turn. So look at me, 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 look at me. Uh-oh.
Okay? They're okay. You know what it is? The Behringer equipment. It's Pat.
Dedicate that drum beat at the end of that song to Jack and Diane.
Oh, okay. Well, they are snacking on a chili dog currently outside the Tasty Freeze. We'll see if we can interrupt.
I think they were sucking on the chili dog.
Oh, they were. They were not snacking, sucking.
They probably had those Oscar Mayer ones that had the chili injected into the middle, so it was like a hot dog straw with chili in the middle.
That's so gross.
You probably remember that.
I wasn't allowed.
No.
I was a
with your sugary cereals.
I was too busy snacking on carob chips and wheat germ. Mm. All right, so we'll do another song. We okay in there? Yeah, we're good. All right, we have a new song that was just released. A couple days ago, and you want to? We'll do that one.
Yeah,
you're okay.
Hey,
you're
I'm gonna play a keyboard. There.
Glad that was put to good use. All right, so we're gonna play this new song. It's called Ocean, and our friend Mike from Geographer, he sings on it on the recorded version, but. He's not here, so I'm gonna fill in for him as best I can. But he sings he sings a lot higher than me, and he's kind of a professional singer. Would you say? Mm-hmm. So, we do what we can.
You do what you do.
All right.
So excited by the prospect of a shamming away, so surprised by all the possibilities. When you fall down on your face, you're in an ocean, closing that mighty sun, just ripped it to the bone. That's all. Maybe you should practice some. Another cup of rose agave when you don't have a home. Were you just an optimal integer? When I'm with you, you know I feel so alone. You're in an ocean.
hit this microphone.
I hit this mic stand.
I went like this, bump. I don't know if, should we just do a safety?
You know, you're so good, you probably did it in time.
Well, I figured you probably, with technology, you can fix it.
I mean, we totally could.
Yeah. How are we good?
We're yeah? on this side. I thought that sounded great. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
are we doing three songs? We doing, what are we doing?
Three is what we typically do.
Three is what we typically do?
I can't even speak.
Shabadoo.
All right.
I'm in the mood for a melody. I'm in the mood for a melody.
I'm in the mood every time I do. So we're good?
Shabadoo.
What's that? California Pride. Oh, you want to do that one?
They're playing it.
Oh, you got, all right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Another keyboard note.
Yeah. We are in California. We should play California Bride. So a little something about this song.
Let me dust up.
Hold on, Pat's dusting. Yeah. Yeah. It's a song about dusting and Pat's experiences. Yeah. I don't know if all the cameras in here can get a. It looks like he's playing with drumsticks. With drumsticks. With broomsticks. Pat's going to fly away after this.
Yeah, right. fine. No, you never gonna find.
That did it right there. Thank you. Thanks for having us. It's been a thrill.
Thank you. See you next time.